Now, OK, so we've had a little last-minute surge of sun, but I am telling you this time, for sure, we are definitely getting close to autumn now, and that means it's time to give up on a guilty pleasure of the summer, ice cream. We here at Spectrum, of course, can console you with a dollop of gelato science. Modern professional gelato machines cost anything from about $4,000 to $60,000, but making perfectly creamy gelato requires a lot more than just top-quality equipment. It's an absolute science. Danny Mitzman's been to the headquarters of Capiagiani, home of the fast and hygienic gelato maker, the Otto Gelateria, from 1945. You'll excuse my Italian pronunciation, of course. It's also the home to Italy's Gelato University.
Okay, so we take the regular recipe as a reference. So
I always thought you could make great gelato just by chucking high-quality fresh ingredients into a liquidizer and freezing the mixture. But oh, how wrong I was.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we replace one-to-one the amount of water?
Inventing flavors may be creative, but transforming them into an exquisitely blended gelato is a precise science.
It's not possible just to fantasy, no? To make a gelato just because you have a fantasy. The formula is scientific.
A scientific formula which Giampaolo Valli applies to perfection. With 25 years of experience, he has the fabulous job title Gelato Technologist.
Technologist means how to make, how to formulate, how to conserve, everything about gelato.
Will you give me a crash course in gelato technology?
Oh, very crash course. Okay, you need to know what is important in gelato is a water. People think milk, some people think cream, but milk and cream is water. And why water? When you freeze in the mix, 50% of the water freeze in the small ice crystal. Without ice crystal, no gelato, no ice cream. This is the reason why water is the first most important ingredient in gelato. But it's not finished. Without sugar, this is the most second important ingredient, water not frozen in the small ice crystal. This is the reason why we add sugars. People think, oh, we add sugar because you need to impart sweetness at the frozen dessert. No, this is the second or the number three. But the first is you need a soluble carbohydrate, means sugars, because you need to decrease the freezing point of the water. And for decrease the freezing point of the water, is important to form small ice crystal, less to 20 microns. Why? Because when you taste gelato, if you have inside ice crystal more than 25-30 microns, your tongue, your mouth taste sandy. Sandiness is a defect of gelato.
No way.
Yeah. Is 1 millimeter divide 1,000. This is the reason why when you test sorbet, before you test sorbet, you test creamy, smoothie. People think, oh, creamy is because it's cream. No, because the ice crystal is small.
After Giampaolo Valli's brilliant lesson and a couple of spoons of his fresh batch of gelato, I feel divinely enlightened.
This is the one. Nice. Came out really very, very nice.
But of course there's much more to learn, as Turkish student Tunçel Toprak's discovering.
Yeah, yeah. And as a matter of fact, you can do it. Every now and then you actually blend it.
Okay, so let's do it three times. We do it three times. Yeah. Let's calculate the rest here. So 375 times 3, that'll be 1125.
I couldn't imagine this, but there's lots of mathematics behind it. It's pure chemistry.
1,000 is 375.
Teaching Tunçel is Gelato University tutor Luciano Ferrari. He started out in the 70s as an engineer designing gelato machinery before falling in love with the product itself.
Creamy. Oh, my God, look at that. Creamy, well-built.
Technically, it's called a tri-phase product because together you have a solid phase, you have a liquid phase, and you have the air, which is a gas. And to keep together these three phases is the key for gelato quality. And some of them are very, very unstable. They don't like to be part of the team. Air is the one, you know. So in order to make this happen, it's very, very important to come out with a good ratio between the ingredients.
Gelato is only about 30% air compared to industrially produced ice cream, which is 70% plus. Denser, creamier and heavier, you'd think it would be more fattening, but it actually contains less fat, 5 to 8% compared to 12% and up in ice cream. Though, of course, fats are fundamental.
Sugars contribute to make the gelato softer, whereas fat work exactly the opposite way. So it's only with the team work of the two, sugars and fat, that you achieve the optimal density.
But making good gelato isn't just about the chemistry of the ingredients. Until I came here today, I had no idea how technologically advanced gelato machinery is. Batch freezers will turn your mixture into a gelato or sorbet in just 7 to 10 minutes. Many will also pasteurize the ingredients before freezing, others can make toppings, and some will even tell you the exact quantities to add so you don't need to do any of those complex calculations yourself, not to mention the accessories.
There is actually a tool that allows you to verify. There is an optical tool that you use to measure the amount of sugars that you have inside the fruit.
Do you use that?
Yes, yes. You happen very often to use the refractometer in order to understand what's the actual amount of solids that you have inside. Maybe the same fruit that you used yesterday, but simply due to the fact that today is a new batch, it may be different because it may come from a different area or it can be just differently ripe.
And it might have more water or more fiber, right?
That's right.
With all this incredible technology, how about inventing a slow melt or drip-free formula to make eating a cone in public that bit less embarrassing? Gianpaolo Valli's horrified by the very idea.
You know why? Because maybe don't melt also in your body, like a plastic. This is a reason why, if you see the gelato melt quickly, good, very good, because less stabilizer, good for your body. You need this defect. If you see some gelato in the summer at 40 degrees outside, don't melt, please, you need to suspect, oh my God, this is artificial gelato. Why the gelato not melt?
In other words, if you want an authentic Italian gelato, the technologist's scientific advice is wear clothes that don't show up the spills. Danny Mitzman for DW in Bologna.